Investigators are calling the recent cyber attacks on Sony Pictures unprecedented, well-planned, and possibly the most destructive corporate security breach reported on U.S. soil. Sony happens to be releasing a comedy movie called The Interview, which depicts a fictitious plot to assassinate Kim Jong-un, pointing to North Korea's possible involvement in the attack. There's also speculation that China aided in the security breach. Joining me now via Skype from Seoul, South Korea, is James Pearson, a reporter for Reuters and the co-author of North Korea Confidential, due out in February. Let's start with the attack on Sony. Does the evidence point to North Korea?
Well, there's still no evidence at least there's no conclusive evidence that North Korea was behind the attacks on Sony Pictures. What we do know are that there are some hallmarks of this attack which are similar to an earlier one. Since about 2009, there have been countless attacks on South Korea by a gang which security researchers have nicknamed the Dark Seoul Gang, which was a name for the malware which they were found to use at the time. And later on, researchers also found that these hackers were on the surface. Looked like hacktivists. They were defacing websites. But the codes that they had written were actually specifically designed to steal South Korean and military secrets, and also from U.S. bases, of course, of which there are many here in South Korea. Whilst there is still no conclusive evidence that North Korea is indeed behind this attack, and they have also denied it just today. They said that it was a righteous deed. That perhaps some pro-North Korean activists carried out on their behalf. The point is that if they wanted to do that attack, they would have the capability to do so.
Tell us about the structure of what amounts to the North Korean cyber unit.
Well, within North Korea, just like in fact many countries, has its own military intelligence, which is specifically designed to target the militaries and the networks of the militaries of its enemies. Now, within North Korea, there's an organization, a slightly shadowy organization, like many of the wings of the government, called the General Reconnaissance Bureau. And within that, there's a further bureau called Bureau 121, which specializes in hacking, essentially.
You've spoken to North Korean defectors. They've told you that hackers are given incentives to be part of this team.
Well, the defectors that we spoke to in Seoul described hacking as a member of the North Korean elite as a white-collar job, essentially. It's a highly sought-after profession. There are many people who do computer science in Pyongyang. In fact, you don't even have to be particularly elite. We spoke to some defectors who said that they studied alongside friends who came all the way from the countryside to Pyongyang to study at the University of Automation. And learn their trades there. Now, in terms of the incentives that they give these hackers, one thing you've got to remember is that if you're in a highly controlled state like North Korea, and you are given access to information from the outside world, then ideologically it's quite threatening. So the one thing you can do as a state to sweeten the deal for these hackers is make sure that they live very, very comfortably. If you're a hacker, for example, you'll be given quite a nice apartment. You will have probably a computer in your own house, and you will live quite comfortably. You will probably also be able to travel overseas as a part of a North Korean trading delegation, and have access to things that most North Koreans simply would never even be aware of, let alone think of.
James Pearson via Skype from Seoul, South Korea. Thanks so much.
Thank you.